waiting times to both see a consultant and to receive surgery at Musgrave Park Hospital in Belfast are soaring. Documents seen by the BBC revealed this month consultants were told that patients with back problems were waiting 74 weeks to see a specialist, while those requiring hip and knee surgery were having to wait 59 weeks. Now, good morning also this morning. Mary Louise Connolly spoke to John O'Hagan from County Antrim. In the last fortnight, the 75-year-old has fallen twice, bruising his face and chest. He's been told he'll have to wait 19 months for his surgery.
I get depressed, but we'll carry on. I'm going about, but the leg just falls apart. I can't do anything. I'm really depressed about it all. I mean, what I think about it is they have a lot of boys in the job and nobody knows what they're doing. I don't want to be sitting here looking out that window or the home. So I would like to go for a walk. Very depressed. I need to get out. I'm an out person. I worked all the life and driving trucks and all. I can't sit here.
How long have they told you you'll have to wait to even see somebody?
Next February. I'll be dead for next February.
Well, that's incredibly powerful, isn't it? And you sit back and you think to yourself, right? Our other story this morning that we're going to be looking at is that the Assembly, the politicians are telling us it's on the point of imminent collapse. Do you care anymore? Do you actually think that they're going to deliver for you in your life if the Assembly does collapse? Maybe Northern Ireland would be, listening to that, maybe Northern Ireland would be in a much better place if someone else was actually organising things in this country. Maybe. And how does the First Minister, the Deputy First Minister, the Health Minister in this country think when they listen to that man there? Must be very proud of themselves, what they're delivering as politicians, when there's a 75-year-old crying, and has to wait nearly 2 years for his surgery. And what we're going to do today is we're going to try to gather stories from you this morning. 0845 955 678, of examples of how you're waiting in Northern Ireland, how you're not being treated in Northern Ireland properly, promptly by the health service. These warnings, of course, have been made many, many times. Janice Smith is the director of the Royal College of Nursing. You know, it actually grates with you to listen to that gentleman, that 75-year-old citizen who we as a society, Janice, should be treating a lot better than what we are.
Absolutely. I think it's really shameful to listen to that gentleman. And indeed, there are many others who are suffering as a result of the fact that our health and social care system in Northern Ireland is not working and has not been working for some time. And as you've already said, Stephen, the warning signs have been there for some time, but there's not enough been done about that. Transforming Your Care was supposed to deliver the reform that we needed, and it has absolutely failed. And as a result, in the middle of the summer months, we see these increasing waiting times, and we see the human suffering of individuals at the other end of it. And just, it is absolutely not acceptable.
Give me a sense of where the health service is at now, what's happening behind the scenes, Janice, how bad it is.
Well, we had our problems started this year in January, and we all know that the elective procedures were cancelled in January. And what that means is that people who had planned operations, and the operations that are carried out in Musgrave Park Hospital are planned operations, elective operations. The people who were scheduled to have those in January actually had them cancelled, and it would appear that that cancellation of elective procedures has been ongoing. We know that we have got extra beds up still in many of our wards and our hospitals, and we know that we have got people in the community who require domiciliary care and district nursing services, and the service is really struggling to deliver that. So as we have always said, and everyone knows, the problems that we see in the emergency departments of our hospitals are the windows of the service, because that's how a lot of people access the service. And when it struggles, it has an effect on the rest of the service, and actually the rest of the service impacts on what's coming through the door. And until real reform and change breaks that cycle and changes that and puts more services into the community that are appropriate for the people that live in Northern Ireland today, the range of conditions that those people have and the need that they have, and most importantly, into doing something about the public health of our population and actually working with children from a young age to try and stop some of it from happening.
I
don't want to be in this situation.
I remember on Nolan Live, on our television show, I think it was the last series, we had someone in who runs one of the private health hospitals in Northern Ireland. And of course, the government have turned the tap off on the private sector doing some of the work, doing some of this elective surgery. And he was predicting that the things like this would happen. So it's not as if we didn't know this was going to happen. And what Stormont has done, and Stormont often, by the way, those politicians up there often say that people like me look upon the negative. Just look at this now. They knew this was going to happen, and now it's happening. They knew that elderly, frail, vulnerable people would be left by the wayside in terms of waiting lists. And all of the rest of us, by the way, that can't afford private health care, would be left by the wayside, and now it's happening. Now it's happening, Janice.
Absolutely. And the Royal College of Nursing and I, as director, have made it clear for a number of years now that unless we all faced up to the fact that we couldn't continue doing what we were doing, then nothing was going to change. And if you continue doing things the way you do it, you continue getting what you get. And what you get is a health and social care service that does not meet the needs of the people who live in Northern Ireland. And that is just not acceptable.
You know, let's get your reaction as the public to this morning. 08459 555 678. The Belfast Trust, actually, in a statement to this programme, are directly linking the shortage, the increase in waiting times to the tap being turned off in the independent sector. For example, they say to this programme, in previous years, the Trust has benefited from additional funding to purchase procedures from the independent sector to carry out additional procedures within the Trust and through other waiting list initiatives. Unfortunately, due to the overall financial provision in the health sector, this additional funding is currently not available. Therefore, waiting times continue to grow.